Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. First of all, the Republic of Korea welcomes the final reports of the meeting of experts, which well reflects substantial discussions of the last meeting of experts. The Republic of Korea believes sharing the information on the cases of international cooperation through reporting will promote other such cases. The Republic of Korea has submitted a working paper on its implementation of Article 4 and 10 at this meeting of the state parties. We encourage other state parties to share their best practices to make room for further cooperation with each other and to contribute to strengthening of the implementation of the convention. The COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the importance of readiness and preparedness of the global community to bear risk regardless of their origin. My delegation would like to echo others in highlighting that international cooperation and multilateral coordination are all the more critical to tackle the pandemic. As a steering member of GHSA, the Republic of Korea has contributed to various projects to promote biosecurity. We are also participating in a capacity building programs through the global partnership and contributing to coalition for epidemic preparedness innovation. Further, as a founding member of the Access to COVID-19 Tools Accelerator Facilitation Council, the Republic of Korea has contributed to the coordinated multilateral efforts to produce and distribute test kits and develop and supply vaccines and therapeutics through ACTA and COVAX. In 2020, it contributed $1 million through ACTA to increase COVID-19 diagnostics. Also, the Republic of Korea announced a pledge of $200 million to Gavi COVAX advanced market commitment. The Republic of Korea agrees with our delegation that the Article 10 database serves as an important tool for international cooperation by enabling matches between the requests and offers from the state parties. My delegation hopes to continue with a substantive discussion on the effective and enhanced utilization of the Article 10 database. My delegation looks forward to discussing further the establishment of an international platform dedicated to biosecurity and biosafety suggested by the French delegation, which we believe can promote information exchanges and facilitate networking opportunities for practitioners and institutions. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Republic of Korea, Chile.